What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. Getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, the big news today is looking back at last night's debate. And the majority of the snap polls are showing Donald Trump won the debate by a landslide. Of course, if you're dependent on the corporate media, you'd be getting exactly the opposite. CNN is saying Hillary just swept it. NBC is saying Hillary swept it. But again, nobody's really trusting the corporate media these days, and with good reason. And the other online polls not connected with the corporate media are telling a very, very different story. ABC's own live poll had Donald Trump at 55%. Actually, it was a who you're voting for after the debate. Donald Trump, 55%. Hillary Clinton, 10%. She got beat out by both Jill Stein and Gary Johnson. Over at CNBC, they had a poll, who won the first presidential debate? Hillary, 33%. Trump, 67%. Another one over at Time. Hillary, 45%. Trump, 55%. Daily Variety, this is the surprise. Daily Variety is a trade journal for the film industry in traditionally liberal Hollywood, and Trump won that one as well. Donald Trump won the poll over at Drudge Report. Hillary 17, Trump 82%. Some other numbers out here. NewJersey.com, Hillary 37%, Trump 57%. Fox 5 San Diego, Hillary 33%, Trump 61%. Breitbart, Hillary 24%, Trump 75%. Right Scoop, Hillary 22%, Trump 71%. Truth Division, Hillary 15%, Trump 85%. Slate, Hillary 44%, Trump 55%. Politopinion, Hillary 22%, Trump 77%. Heavy.com, Hillary 25%, Trump 72%. The Las Vegas Sun, Hillary 18%, Trump 82%. Fortune Magazine, Hillary 44%, Trump 56%. Shelby Star, Hillary 14%, Trump 86%. Roanoke Times, Hillary 12%, Trump 86%, on and on and on. Facebook has released the numbers of the traffic that was taking place during the debate as a measure of the candidate's popularity. Trump won that one as well. Overwhelmingly more discussions about Trump than about Hillary. We ran our own poll, of course, who won the debate. And it came out with Hillary Clinton 16%, Donald Trump 84%. Now, these numbers may or may not mean anything until you ask the question, did the debates actually change anybody's mind about the candidates? And so we had another poll that we ran on our website. How did last night's debate affect your vote plans? 3% said no change, I will still vote for Clinton. 88% said no change, I will still vote for Trump. 2% said, I'm changing my vote from Trump to Clinton. 7% said, I'm changing my vote from Clinton to Trump. So the net gain from last night's debate shows a shift toward Donald Trump. Now, WikiLeaks posted a comment to Twitter that looking at the online polls from all around the world, because the whole world follows our presidential elections, they want to know who's going to be dropping bombs on them next year. And the only places Hillary Clinton was winning was Saudi Arabia, Iran, for some strange reason, Ukraine, and Mexico. Now, the New York Post ran a story where they sent a reporter over to this historical bar, the Tin Lizzy. And basically, they were watching people there who were undecided and Democrat. They were shifting toward Donald Trump by the end of that debate here. Newt Gingrich is out there declaring last night's debate a victory for Donald Trump. All right, let's take a phone call here. Jeff in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is to eliminate the Lester Holt factor in the next debate. There's a website, if you can list it for the next 12 days after you look at it. It's called presidentialopenquestions.com. It's getting about 10 or 15,000 hits an hour. On and there's a 2016 questions, and you can vote on which ones. And there's a lot of good material on Hillary corruption in there. So it's presidentialopenquestions.com. If you can have a permanent link for the next 12 days, I think you'll get a lot of good things that aren't computer-related votes.
Okay, let's see. That was Presidential Opinions...
PresidentialOpenQuestions.com.
OpenQuestions.com. Okay, that's why I wasn't getting it right.
Yeah.
All right, I will post a link to that, and we'll get that up there right now. Yes, there it is. Now, I'm glad you brought up Lester Holt, because he went into last night's debate riding on a reputation of being fair and impartial, and he managed to savage himself pretty badly during the debate. Now, we're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about last night's debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Jeff, thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm going to let
thanks,
you go
Mike.
Here.
Keep it up.
Thank you very much. And we're talking about Lester Holt's performance as the supposedly impartial and unbiased moderator for this debate, and he was anything but. Toward the last half of the debate, he started going after Donald Trump. He got into a bickering match with Donald Trump over the question of whether Donald Trump supported the Iraq War based on a single statement from a 2002 Howard Stern interview. Now, arguing with Donald Trump was supposed to be Hillary Clinton's job, not Holt's. And Holtz was clearly glossing over Hillary's problems. Donald Trump tried to bring up the email scandal, and Holtz said, "What do you have to say about that, Hillary?" And Hillary said, "Well, yes, it was a mistake in hindsight, and I've apologized for it." And Holtz just let her go with that. Let her move on in. Holt did not bring up Benghazi, the deleted mails, the Clinton Foundation, the fact that Hillary did vote for the Iraq War, and, of course, questions about Hillary's health. He was anything but impartial and unbiased. In fact, a story coming out of 12160.info describes Lester Holt as the third debater. And they were looking at how Donald Trump literally had to face off against Lester Holt in addition to Hillary Clinton. Now, Holt asked 15 exclusive questions to Trump, only two to Hillary. And as I said before, no questions about the emails, no questions about the Clinton Foundation, no questions about Benghazi. But he spent 20 minutes on the issue of Donald Trump's tax returns somehow being a threat to the nation. And I'm not the only person who's noticed this over at The Hill. They had an article, NBC's Lester Holt emerges from debate bruised and clearly partisan. And he absolutely was. Now, Donald Trump called out Hillary on the fact that the U.S., specifically Obama and Hillary Clinton, created ISIS. And Lester Holt immediately changed the topic to protect Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton kept saying Trump would start a war, Trump would start a war. There's no foundation for that. But let's remember, Hillary Clinton started a war in Libya and was threatening to start one with Russia and China. So what's going on with Lester Holt? Do they have blackmail information on him? Well, as it turns out, NBC, the nothing but Clinton network, donated $5.6 million to the Democratic Party. NBC is fully on Hillary Clinton's side, and Lester Holt got the memo. And another article coming out of Breitbart, five times Lester Holt shilled for Hillary Clinton at the first debate. And it was way more than five, but Breitbart is listing the five worst examples of when Lester Holt came on in to try and protect Hillary Clinton and attack Donald Trump. And here is where it starts to get really, really dark about what's going on. Story coming out of the Baltimore Gazette saying that Hillary Clinton's people got the debate questions a week ahead of time. And they got caught because apparently an NBC intern was seen hand-delivering a package to Clinton's campaign headquarters. Didn't go to a secretary, didn't go to a clerk, went right into the office, the personal office of Clinton campaign manager Robert Mook. And the reason this got noticed is members of the press corps recognized the NBC intern, but he was dressed as a FedEx employee. So it's getting really ugly out there. A lot of people were noticing toward the end of the debate, Hillary's fingers started twitching. Now, PolitiFact is out there again on in attack mode. They rated Donald Trump false for claiming Obama-Clinton regulations on coal cost Michigan 50,000 jobs. Then they go on to cite a source, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is on record saying Michigan lost over 50,000 jobs to coal regulations. PolitiFact is just out there blatantly lying. All right, let's take some phone calls. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I watched the debate last night. And as far as I'm concerned, the debate was even. I mean, I've got no axe to grind or fire in this, iron in this fire. But Trump was on the defensive. And with all the ammo that he got, he hardly laid a glove on her, only over the emails. So, I mean, it looked to me that Trump was letting her win. I mean,
what was doing is Lester Holt was basically supposed to be the referee in this game, and instead he keeps sacking the quarterback.
But to me it seemed rather strange that, with all the information and the ammunition that he's got about Benghazi, the email scandal, the DNC scandal, everything that's come out of WikiLeaks.
Yeah, but every time he tried to bring it up, Holt would let Hillary Clinton skate. Trump brought up the email scandal, and Holt says to Hillary, what about that? And she says, well, yes, in hindsight, it was a mistake, and I've apologized for it. And Holt just let it stop at that point. The moderator was in charge of that debate, and very clearly he was there for Hillary Clinton, constantly attacking Donald Trump.
I did notice, Michael, that I think he interrupted Clinton maybe five or six times, but mm-hmm. Donald Trump nearly 50.
Oh, he was constantly interrupting Donald Trump. He did not want Donald Trump to get any traction or any progress. And I think it's this perception that Holt was being biased and prejudiced is why so many people have come out saying that Donald Trump won this debate, because all he had to do was survive. Hillary had to deliver a knockout blow, and she failed to do that. And everybody saw that Holt and Hillary were trying to double team on Donald Trump, and he survived that, and that is what made it look like he was victorious. Now, again, this has not changed a lot of people's mind. Donald Trump supporters are still supporting Donald Trump. Hillary's supporters are still supporting Hillary. There is a slight shift in the voters toward Donald Trump because of that debate. Again, very clearly at this point, Lester Holt has done himself a huge amount of damage, and NBC News is going to feel this. People are going to be less inclined to watch NBC News and Lester Holt because he was fully on display last night as being partisan. And that is not something you're supposed to see on news broadcasts. That's reserved to the editorials department.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I can see, though, it was Donald Trump's job to bring up these misdemeanors and errors and little criminal activity.
Every time he kept trying to bring them up, you said it yourself, Lester Holt kept interrupting him.
Well, it seemed to me that this debate was a bit more even than people are really admitting to, particularly Trump supporters.
Well, I tend to disagree, and again, I'm relying on all those online polls. And by the way, even the corporate media, when they put up the online polls that are showing Trump winning by a landslide, they felt obliged to put up, this is an unscientific poll, and you should pay no attention to the results. You should pay attention to our scientific polls that have gone through statistical alterations. And they've been caught taking raw data showing that Donald Trump is ahead and somehow statistically weighting it to put Hillary out in front. I mean, it's that blatant.
Well, I think we know that the corporate media are, heavily polling Clinton supporters and hardly polling at all any of the Trump supporters.
They're over-polling Democrats. They're over-polling women. They're over-polling blacks and Hispanics. It's not a representative sample. They're basically push-polling to get the numbers they want.
Well, I was looking to see fireworks, and really all we got was a damp squid.
Well, the only fireworks are going to come from Donald Trump. But again, he was up against two opponents, Hillary Clinton and Lester Holt. And I don't know who's sponsoring the next two debates. Donald Trump needs to get more aggressive. He's got to stop being a gentleman here. Because he's up against... Yeah.
Be less defense, more attack. Because the only way to win is to attack. Defending is not good enough. I'm sorry.
No, it really isn't. And the other issue, of course, a lot of people are saying that he should have gotten harder, not just on Hillary Clinton, but on the Federal Reserve. The attacks need to go deeper. That's an issue the American people are well aware of. The Federal Reserve, that private central bank, is the author of all the misery we are suffering right now, and Trump should have gone after them harder. And quite probably he's going to learn from his experience last night, and we're going to see him get more aggressive. But if all of these debates are set up to support Hillary and harm Donald Trump, you know, it's an uphill battle. This is the establishment, the narcocracy, fighting for its very survival, fighting to maintain control over you, fighting to maintain access to your wallets, fighting to maintain access to your children to fight in their wars of conquest. And you know what they say, all's fair in love and war, which is a contemptible lie, I think. But Donald Trump definitely needs to get a little more aggressive. Anyway, John, I'm going to
talking about war, Michael.
Okay, John, hang on. I need to let you go because for some reason your sound level is fading in and fading out. We've got a bad connection. So, and we got full phone lines, and I need to get everybody their fair turn here. So, John, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking at a website right now called conservativedailypost.com, and it shows an earpiece in the left ear of Hillary Clinton, but that's not what I called on. But, you know, if that's true and she really is wearing an earpiece, he needs to call that out and say, who am I really debating here with that earpiece? Am I debating you or am I debating somebody up in the balcony feeding you answers? But, you know, I wanted to mention the fallacy that started off the whole debates with Lester Holt. He opened up the debates talking about job growth in the last 5 years. Jeez, we're...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you cut it. There seems to be something going on with our phone system today. Or maybe the connection from RBN to me, but we're having some difficulty with that. And Hillary kept going on out about how Donald Trump inherited his wealth, and she started out the daughter of a guy who was dyeing fabric. She doesn't mention her father owned the company, by the way. You know, she had a privileged background.
There was a number thrown around by both parties saying 25 million jobs they want to bring back to the United States. I mean, somebody's not doing their homework. If there's 92 to 94 million people out of work, 25 million jobs back to the United States is a good start, but that still gives
But it's going to be completely offset by this flood of refugees and immigrants that are coming in.
69 million jobs are still then vacant. I mean, we need those jobs back. So
yes,
they're not touching on that at all. I thought that was crazy.
Well, no, Donald Trump did touch on that. He talked about the need to incentivize manufacturing to return to this country, and he's absolutely right there. And, of course, Hillary turned it around and said, well, you're just giving tax cuts to the rich here to bribe them to come on back in here. And what Trump really should have said at that point is the tax policies of the previous administration are what are sending manufacturing to other countries. And you cannot run an economy without having actual products to sell. Hillary and her Wall Street buddies, they think that if they just take a whole bunch of money and shake it back and forth, it's just going to magically grow in their hands. And as long as they have control of those printing presses and computers, that's exactly what they're making happen. But that makes them richer, but it's no good for the country as a whole. Yeah. Okay?
Hey, one quick question to you, Michael. If he can bring back manufacturing to the United States, which I'm wholeheartedly about, you know, I'd say that's great. The reason a lot of these industries left were because of union demands and all those problems with unions and EPA and other standards, and they got that cheap labor. I mean, how are we going to... Americans are so used to buying cheap products.
You're missing it. What triggered the offshoring of American manufacturing was a change in U.S. tax policy that allowed these companies to actually have more profits by shifting their companies to other countries. If you change the tax laws back, it'll be worth dealing with unions and problems. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Steve. We'll be right back.
You
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here. Before you go back to phone calls here, here's a story that's coming out of truthfeed.com, and it's referring to a report that came out a month ago in True Pundit and didn't get the attention it deserved. Apparently, Hillary's lawyers worked out a deal with NBC that said under no circumstances would Hillary ever be asked cross-examination questions by the moderator. And that way she went in there. She had the questions a week in advance. They wrote up answers for her. She memorized them, and she recited it from the podium. And did you notice at the very end of the debate, one of Hillary's people just couldn't even wait for the camera to turn off, scampered in and grabbed whatever it was that was on Hillary's podium. Got it out of there before anybody could see it. This thing was just crooked from top to bottom. All right, back to the phones. Ralph in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's good to talk to you. I was wondering, do you have a posting of where we can see all the polls that you were mentioning? I'm at work, you know, I'm debating with some of the people there, and they're completely naive about Hillary's path. But I can show them all that because they're claiming Trump lost on the debate. Hillary won, but they're going off the CNN poll. So if you could show me that, or do you have it listed on your website?
Like, well, I don't have it listed on the website, but you know, you can simply do a Google search for it, which is what I did, And go to all these places where it's showing Donald Trump won. And don't forget, if you're talking to somebody who's out there saying Hillary won, Hillary won, it's probably one of her hired shills from Correct the Record. And under no circumstances would they ever admit that Donald Trump won last night. You're completely wasting your time. And that's what they're paid to do, to get you to waste your time arguing endlessly with them so that you're not out there talking to people who are willing to listen to the facts and look at the actual record. Don't get suckered into these pointless arguments. That's what these people are paid to do.
Oh, agreed, agreed. One thing, though, I noticed Trump did elaborate too much on, I think, was when they accused him still being agreeing for the Iraq war. He kept on, I know that was a sore point to him, and then I go, well, you should have killed it.
But they, well, you know, the funny thing is they were picking one comment made on a 2002 interview with Howard Stern where Trump didn't say I'm in favor of it so much as he said, well, you know, maybe. I'm undecided.
I heard that.
Hang on. Sean Hannity has now gone public saying that, yes, his recollection is Donald Trump was against the Iraq war. But there's an important distinction to make here. Back in 2002, Donald Trump was a private citizen. He had absolutely no influence over whether the war was going to happen or not, so his opinion about it doesn't really matter. Hillary Clinton voted for the Iraq war, and that should have been brought up at the debate.
Exactly. You hit it right on. I appreciate that, and thank you, Mike. I'll go and carry on.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a couple of observations and wanted to get yours. First of all, I noticed that when Trump came out, he seemed a little. He didn't seem himself, and he's not the type of person that would shy away from an event like that, even though it was his first debate. I mean, he wiped out all of his other opponents, and I don't know what happened to him. I don't think he was threatened, but I don't know. But my question is this to you: is first of all, I think all this hype about Hillary's health, I think he was set back because, you know, I can't, you know, the woman's the most evil person, I think. I mean, you know, I think about her the same way you do. Anybody that's done any research on her, she's just an evil-hearted person.
But okay, we're running out of time. You need to get to the point.
My point is she looked healthy, and I think that took him off his game. That's my point. And also, there was a question of Lester Holt having a mic in his ear, and I think that was against the debate rules. So I'll get your comments on that.
Well, it's not against the rules for Lester Holt to have an earpiece in his ear. And remember, yesterday, somebody actually asked the Federal Elections Commission if it's against the rules for the candidates to have an earpiece feeding them information, and the FEC wouldn't say one way or the other. And Hillary had a hairstyle that showed her ears, but that doesn't rule out a bone conductance transducer at the base of the skull. So she could have still been cheating that way. And let's face it, this is a woman who's going to cheat every single way that she can. Okay. Oh, all right. That's good information. I'll cover that as soon as we come back from the commercial. Mo, thank you very much for the phone call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party money, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before I head back to the phones here, some very alert listeners are already sending in email pointers to articles that do have collections of all these poll results. This is for the guy who called in and said needs ammunition to talk to the brain dead who still are out there convinced Hillary Clinton is winning because CNN told them that. CNN told you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. CNN told you Assad was gassing his own people with sarin. Why are you even wasting any time with CNN? But we put them up there. One of them is from the Conservative Treehouse. And we just put up another article that came out of Daily Mail UK, which has the whole list of all these online poll results. So it's out there. And Rents.com has a bunch of them on his front page as well. So it's all very, very easy to find. Donald Trump won last night's debate. Get over it, Hillary. By the way, speaking of Hillary, remember during her FBI interview when she said she couldn't remember various things about the emails, like 39 times she said, I can't remember things like whether she'd ever had the classified training, the training to handle classified documents, which, by the way, is mandatory, but she couldn't remember if she'd ever had that. And yet she claims to be able to remember every single thing Donald Trump has ever said accurately. There's a major, major disconnect on that one. All right, phone call. Bob in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I wanted to bring this point up, and then I'll hang up. In reference to your earlier caller, Alex Jones today had someone call in. I don't know if he was a media guy or a graphics guy, but he found a YouTube video that showed Lester Holt with his earpiece, and when they looked into the regulations, supposedly it was finalized that no commentator or the two candidates were allowed to have any earpieces.
Oh, really? So well, true, imagine my shock.
And when I heard that, the guy immediately, Alex, I think he went to a commercial, and then he showed it, or then he was doing his video thing like you do, and he brought it up and kept going back and forth, and Lester Holt, I can hear you. Yeah, okay. What was that again? And they showed the whole thing. It's YouTube, Hillary versus Trump, NBC. And it's like the very beginning. So I just want to let that out there, because I'll tell you what, if they prove this, this is an absolute travesty to our country. Have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I mean, we all know this was a joke. Okay, an NBC intern dressed as a FedEx employee delivered the debate questions to Hillary's campaign manager a week before the debate. Hillary's lawyers had worked out a deal with NBC that there would be no cross-examination questions, so she could just work from a memorized list and have these very generalized answers ready to go, and nobody would question her on any of the claims she made. Lester Holt was constantly on the attack against Donald Trump. He never questioned Hillary on any of the misstatements she made, and she made a bunch of them. All right, back to the phones. Mike in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Your last caller was 100% accurate. That's what I was calling in on. This was last breaking information about 2 hours ago. And in fact, the rules said that nobody could have any earpiece in monitoring communications. Lester Holt was not supposed to have that on there. But this is interesting, too. There was no opinion given about the candidates, so that was left open. So that's the two things that are definitely there on the table. Now, everybody knows about Hilda Beast. She doesn't stand a chance. She lies, she steals, and murders to get what she wants. My biggest concern this last week, Michael, is when Trump actually met with Netanyahu, the biggest Jewish piece of nonsense, a scum on this earth. I hope Vladimir Putin hears this. I hope he invites Trump for a nice little a rendezvous on a weekend so they can start discussing how they're going to do away with Israel.
Well, I don't think they're going to be talking about that, but some of Trump's people have already been in communication with the Russian government, and Hillary's people are trying to sic the FBI on Donald Trump for violating the Logan Act, even though all they've done is talk about what might happen if Trump becomes president, which is a legitimate area of discussion. But Hillary's people are screaming he's messing with foreign policy, that's a violation of the Logan Act, and you've got to arrest him and take him away.
Thank you for bringing up the Logan Act. That's exactly what I was referring to. Okay, good luck. Keep up the good work. Adios.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Clinton, Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, he needs to remind about that remark he made on Howard Stern that he was just going off information that everybody else was. Hillary was the one with the inside scoop.
That's a very good point. That's a very, very good point. Donald Trump may have actually been suckered in by this story that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and Hillary knew the truth, and then she turned around. She said she made a mistake by voting for it, but how did she learn from her mistake? She went in and bushwhacked Gaddafi. So, I don't buy any of that, but I would do want to... Larry Nichols, he's been on Jeff Ross and Alex Jones... I think you've had him on once, too.
Yes.
He says that, about comment Hillary made last night. You know, my father owned a drapery store and all that, and I was raised a poor black child and all that. And, Larry Nichols, you know, poor black child, my eye, her dad and Rokowski, they took over the Chicago mob when they locked up Al Capone. And her dad was a gangster.
I'm not at all surprised. I'm not at all surprised. And like I've been saying all along, what we've been seeing in this country for the last 30 years is a replay of the corruption that attended Prohibition, where those who trafficked in illicit substances had enough money to buy and bribe their way to the highest levels of the U.S. government, and that's exactly what's happened here. The Clintons...
One more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. That thing she had on her back on the next debate... When he goes and pats her on the back, if she's wearing anything, he has to call her out on it before the debate even starts. Right now,
well, that's a very dangerous situation because I've been looking at the photos of the obvious items underneath Hillary's outfit, and in addition to the possibility of a receiver and a bone conductance transducer, there's another possibility. She did succeed in standing for 90 minutes. But she could be in some form of body brace as well. And if Trump were to call out Clinton on that, then Hillary would garner sympathy from that. We need to know what's going on. What Trump needs to do is have some radio experts with him scanning frequencies for these feeder mics and then jamming them. That's what he needs to do.
That'd make a good iPhone...
Yep. Well, we don't know what frequencies they're working on, and cell phone frequencies are rather limited. It's actually a very narrow segment of the band. Right. Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to go to Mike in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, sir. I noticed I was told that Michael Savage's radio show was abruptly pulled off the air by WABC.
Yes.
Do we know, supposedly it has something to do with him speaking about the debate and something?
Well, it was something about Hillary's health is the story that I heard, but WABC is starting to fire a lot of their flagship talent for not towing the Hillary line. I think Glenn Beck lost his seat over there as well.
I know that supposedly, the only way I could cross-reference is to find out, and I figure you would know better than I. The webpage that Conservative Treehouse. So that's the only where I found it. It had a post from Michael Savage from his Twitter saying that he's been sabotaged on air to destroy the support for Trump. And then it said more later. But they replaced him with like some substandard radio guy. Totally took him off the air completely.
Yes.
Like the Soviet Union, but now we've flipped the script. We're in Bizarro World where I grew up with Superman and now Bizarro Superman's walking around.
Yeah, very much so. They're starting to let these things be seen publicly. They're trying to send a warning to the rest of the corporate media that they'd better toe the line or they're going to lose their jobs. And what the corporate media doesn't seem to understand is they're going to lose their jobs anyway because in supporting Hillary Clinton, they've destroyed their own credibility. They've destroyed the trust of their audience. And you cannot run a news organization when you don't have readers and viewers who trust you.
And, sir, I just want to let you know, I just donated $200 to Trump because of what WABC did with Michael Savage.
Well, good. I'm sure he will appreciate that. And, what WABC did was very reckless, but I think they're trying to send a message. It's literally a campaign of terror. You know, you will toe the Hillary line or you will be without a job. And
I'm a Rivero Ranger first, and thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you very much here. And again, this stuff's been going on for 20 years. That's what happened to my career in Hollywood. But now they're letting it be visible. And that actually is a sign they're getting close to the final collapse here. Because as we have on this coffee mug over in our little Cafe Press store, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And WABC has just gone along with that. Okay, let's switch over here to Paula in New Mexico. Aloha, Paula. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Hello?
Yes, you're
Aloha.
On the air. Aloha.
Michael, I lost
yes.
you for a second.
Yeah,
are
there's
there?
Something going on with the there's something going on with the phones today. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know. It's a great discussion you're having. I just wanted to throw one thing in. When people say so-and-so won or so-and-so won, I think that the criteria for some people is different than others. I think there's a big faction of people that their criteria is how slick the candidate came across, and then there's us who are looking for honesty, integrity, discussing real issues. You know, so when they say so-and-so won, Hillary won or he won, on what criteria was my thinking?
Well, I think everybody has different criteria. Again, I think a lot of people see Trump as having emerged victorious merely for surviving, being double-teamed by Hillary Clinton and Lester Holt. Other people have different criteria. One of the issues that Hillary is having to deal with is that she doesn't come across as likable. I mean, looking at Hillary on the stage, and yes, she may be healthy and the rest of it, but she comes across like the old maiden aunt that you go out of your way to not meet during the family reunions. People
true.
Just instinctively do not like her, and that's working against her.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Well, you're having a good discussion, so I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Two things. One is I think that this thing backfired on the mainstream media, just like in the first debate when Megyn Kelly tried to ambush Trump. At that point, people saw through it right away. I was checking Facebook and Twitter at the time, and people saw through that right away, and the same thing here. They see what Lester Holt did. The other thing is, I have a feeling they might have been injecting her possibly with steroids or with what's that other stuff called? Anyway, some kind of drugs that was that could overcome whatever seizures she's been having. I think that's what she's been having is seizures there. So I think that they must have been pumping some kind of a steroid into.
Oh, I'm sure they had the very best drugs that money can buy. You know,
yeah.
They were getting her shot up before she went on there. But again, between the Hillary campaign getting the questions a week ahead of time, their arrangement with NBC that there's no cross-examination, she put on a masterful performance of reciting her lines. But once it started getting into some back and forth, between Trump and Hillary Clinton, that's when Lester Holt had to step in and act as her bodyguard. And it started getting ugly about halfway through. And during the second half of that whole debate, Lester Holt metaphorically put himself between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in order to protect Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well, that's what Trump really, what I think he should have done is he should have just started attacking Holt. Even Newt Gingrich was saying that because he did that in the 2012 debate. And I hope.
Yeah, no. I Trump has come on out and said it's very obvious that the moderator was biased, and there isn't anybody who can look at what Lester Holt did last night and counter that. He made it very very obvious. Even the industry journals are all saying, yeah, his credibility is shot. His whole thing about being impartial and everything, that's gone. It's gone forever. It's not ever going to come back.
Well, what Trump has to do is for the next debate there with Anderson with the, the robber baron's hair there, Anderson Cooper, he's got to do with Cooper is he's got to make it clear that he's going to go after Cooper as well as Mrs. Slick Willie if Cooper starts taking it. And you know Cooper's going to do that. You know he's going to. You know the man is partisan. You know the man is no good. I don't know if he's part of the CIA like Alex Jones.
Probably.
Says or not, but
all the
he is,
top commentators have been recruited by CIA. And remember, from the CIA's point of view, their risk of exposure, if Hillary is not able to steal the White House and Donald Trump gets in there, he's going to rip open that whole narcocracy. And the CIA's been neck deep in it. All along, the CIA was smuggling opium in from Vietnam. They were smuggling cocaine up from Central America during Iran-Contra. They're smuggling opium again from Afghanistan. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country, and that's what they're trying to protect.
And let's not forget something else, too. They were not only smuggling guns from Libya to Syria to the so-called rebels up there, but they were also, that poison gas, I'm almost sure it came from the CIA, and it was, you know, smuggled to the so-called rebels there in Syria, because there was no reason for Assad to gas his own people, and those are Alawites, mostly, that were aghast. So there was absolutely no reason for him to have done that, and that smells like the CIA, and we've got to look at it like this. We've got to get rid of the CIA. It is an evil organization. It doesn't really protect the United States. Just the opposite. Needs to be disbanded. I told you.
Well, you know, when the CIA was first being formed as a peacetime version of the OSS, while Bill Donovan said, you know, it's a danger, Harry Truman said exactly the same thing. There may be a need for this agency, but it could become a Frankenstein's monster. And it has. CIA, NSA, FBI, they're all operating outside the law and like, they're in charge. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, breaking news story over at the Clinton News Network, how they got their poll results that showed Hillary won the debate. They sampled almost twice as many Democrats as Republicans. 41% Democrats, 26% Republicans. That's how they got the numbers they wanted to get. All right, back to the phones. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm not going to question about the substance of the debate, but one thing I kind of noticed, and I know you've been in the business, show business for a long time. Mm-hmm. Do you think makeup and proper lighting can cover a multitude of illnesses on the stage?
Well, that and a lot of post-processing in the video chain. And I've certainly, I actually wasn't looking for it last night, but I know that a lot of the videos from Hillary's rallies, they're definitely using that plug-in that removes skin imperfections. Because when you look at those videos and then you look at the still photos taken at the exact same event, you can tell a tremendous difference. The still photos are showing Hillary's wrinkles and lines and all the rest of it. And I'm not trying to... Gesundheit. I'm not trying to say that, this is necessarily bad. We all get older. I'm getting older. I got gray hair. I'm getting wrinkles and the rest of it. But it shows Hillary's obsession with her image. And certainly anybody going into a debate has been hypersensitive about the issues of lighting and makeup ever since the Richard Nixon, John F. Kennedy debates. Because the people who listened to those debates on the radio thought Nixon had done better. And those who watched on TV thought Kennedy did better because he looked better. And so all of these things are factors.
Well, I can remember when Al Gore was first debating George W. Bush. Al Gore tried to look like Reagan with the rosy cheeks and the hair.
Yes.
If you noticed it.
Yeah, that got a little thick.
Well, but anyway, I just got one thing about the substance of the debate, just thinking about it, which I think, which Hillary left an opening when Hillary sat there and said, releasing his IRS records, to see how charitable he was. He should have hit back with the Clinton Foundation stiffing the Haitians on those donations.
And all that stuff. And there's been another scandal that has surfaced. Apparently the Clintons have two separate foundations. There's the big one we all know about, and they have a second one, the Clinton Family Foundation. And apparently a lot of the money that's going in is just being shuffled back and forth between the two and always written off the taxes as a charitable donation. And it's just another way of gaming the system. And that is also something that Donald Trump should have brought up. But again, anytime he got close to any of the sensitive issues, Lester Holt would throw himself in to defend Hillary Clinton. And everybody saw it, and everybody knows it.
Well, anyway, I know it's getting to the top of the hour. Have a good day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Your timing is absolutely perfect. We've got to take a break for our top of the hour identification, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.